airplane trip.
我们希望大家一起来想，你在下一次坐飞机的时候，你希望是谁坐在你的旁边？
I have flown on a plane many times, and I've seen many people getting ready to sit down.
我坐过很多次的飞机，我有看到很多时候很多人在飞机上就坐下来了。
I've seen tired parents with their tired children, and one of the parents doesn't want to sit with the children anymore.
我有看到过，父母也很累了，然后小孩也很累了。然后父母甚至不想跟小孩坐在一起。
So I've seen the tired parent try to push the tired children over to the other spouse.
所以我也看到是父母，因为他已经很累了，所以他就一直想把小孩交给他的另一半。
And I heard one tired parent say to their kids.
我曾经听过有一个父母，他很累了，他这样子跟他小孩说。
Do not talk to me until this plane lands.
现在不准讲话，一直到这个飞机降落为止。
And the children really scared. I think they were going to Disneyland.
这小孩呢，他眼睛瞪大了，好像那些他们是要到迪士尼乐园去玩的。
Don't talk to me until the plane lands.
不要跟我讲话，直到这个飞机降落为止。
Now think about the next time you fly.
所以你想想看，下一次你要坐飞机的时候。
Imagine having somebody on their cell phone sitting right next to you.
你就想象一下，有一个人拿着他的手机，然后坐在你的旁边。
And imagine them talking on the plane, on the cell phone, all the whole trip.
你就想象一下，他拿着他的手机一直在讲话，整个飞行的过程他一直在讲话。
Short trip, okay.
如果这个行程比较短一点，还好。
How about Seattle to the East Coast?
但是如果说是从西雅图飞到东岸呢
？How about 14 to 16 hours to East Asia?
或者是你要坐14-16个小时，要从西雅图要飞到亚洲去
？How many of you would like that?
They
would talk all the way.
有谁喜欢你旁边人一直讲电话
？So recently.The Federal Commission ruled no cell phones used on the plane during the flight.
所以最近呢，联邦政府他们公布了一个命令，就是在坐飞机的时候不能够使用手机。
So they said, take it and turn it off and lock it up. Do not use this for the whole flight.
也就是说，在整个飞行过程当中，你们不能拿你们的手机在。要把它关起来，然后收起来。
Could you do this if you like to talk on the phone?
你如果你很喜欢在讲电话，你觉得你做得到吗
？All I know is, on the plane, with no cell phone talking, it will be. I think it will be quieter, maybe, and it will be easier.
对我来讲呢，如果没有人拿手机在讲电话，这整个飞行的过程就会比较安静一点，可能也会比较简单一点。
So who do we want to be with us on the plane?
所以呢，我们希望是什么人跟我们一起坐下一次的飞机
？Courteous and helpful flight attendants who can bring something to drink, something to eat. Those are the people we want with us.
我们喜欢的呢，就是很友善、很好的飞行服务员，他们能够把饮料啊，然后把吃的东西拿给我们。我们希望说跟这样子的人。一起坐同一班的飞机。
And on our plane, we want a good pilot who stays awake and a good co-pilot in case something happens.
对，而且我们希望是一个正驾驶、副驾驶，他们都是从头到尾都很清醒的，然后可以跟我们来开这个飞机。
Today you're going to hear the word with.
今天你们会听到。在这个讯息你们会听到很多就是一起
So you're listening for the word with because that is a key word today
所以我们今天会听到这个字一起或者是同在这个字这是今天我们这个讯息的主要重点
Okay, if you turn with me to Psalm 46 if you have your Bibles or perhaps you have your phone with it in there Psalm 46
所以我们现在打开诗篇第46篇你们的圣经或者是手机上面有圣经的经节都可以。
I would like those of you who would read it in Chinese, if you'd read Psalm 46, 1 through 11 in Chinese, please.
如果说你们是用中文念的话，懂中文的，我们就用中文来念。诗篇46篇第1节到第11节。 我们一起念，神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽平涛翻腾，山虽因海上而颤抖，我们也不害怕。有一道河，这蛇的河分岔，使神的城欢喜。 这城就是至高者居住的圣所，神在其中，城必不动摇。到天一亮，神必帮助这城，外邦喧嚷，列国动摇。神发声，地便融化。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。你们来看耶和华的作为，看他使地怎样荒凉。 他止息刀兵，直到地极；他折弓断枪，把战车焚烧在火中。你们要修行，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在天地上也被尊崇。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Psalm 46 is written as a song and a hymn.
诗篇第46篇，它是用一个歌曲，而且是一个圣歌写出来的。
It celebrates Zion, the city of Jerusalem, and it shows God's commitment to Jerusalem.
所以它这个呢，是在写有关于耶路撒冷城、锡安城，它是神对它的一个承诺。
The people in Jerusalem are assured that God is their refuge and God is their strength.
所以在锡安城里面的人，他们知道说神是他们的避难所，是他们的力量。
And when trouble comes, those who live in the city are assured that God will be present. He will be with those loyal people who obey and love Him. He will be with them.
所以对这些住在这城里的人，当有 困难来临的时候呢，他们是很确定的，神是会帮助他们来解决这一些的困难。And
verses 2 and 3, if you see that, it pictures environmental disasters, earthquakes, crashing of mountains into seas, waters that are troubled, trouble in the environment.
所以在第二节、第三节讲到这个大环境上面的一些灾难，就像是地震，然后像山怎么都。 崩裂掉到海里面，是在讲到这很多的环境上面的一些大的灾难。And
we know by application today, there may come other troubles into our lives, like family fights, or financial problems, or homeless people, or addiction problems.
所以我们知道说，在我们生活当中，不单是有这一些天然的灾害，我们自己在生命中，像在家里吵架。 或者是有一些财务上面的困难，或者有一些像上瘾的一些东西，像这样的问题也会在我们的生命当中。The
Bible always speaks about when troubles come, not if they come, when they come.
圣经总是告诉我们说，当困难来临的时候，他从来没有说如果困难来临，他总是说当困难来临的时候。
And the good news is, in verse 4 and 5, God, when the trouble comes, is the refuge center, the place of strength in our lives.
所以在接下来的第四节、第五节里面有提到说，当这些困难来的时候呢，神是我们一个避难的中心，也是我们所有的力量的来源。And
verse 6 pictures nations fighting each other, and kingdoms shaky enough to fall.
所以在接下来第六节提到的是说，国与国之间他们的战争，还有很多的国家，他们在开始在动摇，甚至于就毁灭了。And
while the nations are fighting, God is always over and ultimately at the end, still in control.
所以不管在我们碰到怎么样的这些战争啊，其他事情，神总是在最后的时候，神总是那个控制的这一切的中心。
And many rulers today don't know it, but every one of the rulers are ultimately going to answer to God for how they led their nations.
所以很多现在掌权的人他们并不知道，但是事实上到终了，他们这些掌权人都是要对神有一个交代的。
We know by watching the news that the United States is seriously analyzing its relationship with Russia and Syria and North Korea.
所以我们在看新闻的时候，我们有看到说，在美国是很，他是花了很多时间在分析有关于对于俄国、对于叙利亚还有对于北韩的一些关系政策。
Whether war will break out is uncertain.
我们并不知道会不会有战争。
But ultimately, again, God is in control of history and will be the final answer to history.
但是不管怎么样，我们的神他是控制一切的。到最后，到最末的时候，我们都是要对他交代的。
If you are a Christian,
如果你是一个基督徒，
then you should be, we should be the most secure people on earth because God is with us in covenantal relationship.
如果你是个基督徒，那你应该知道，你现在你其实是最安全的、最的一个位置，因为神与我们之间有约的关系。
Verse 7 in Psalm 46 says, "The Lord of hosts is with us; the God of Jacob is our stronghold."
在第七节有提到，万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
The Lord of hosts is a title, and it shows God's divine power.
万军之耶和华是神的一个名称，他所说的是指神，他的神性，他有拥有神性的这样的一个力量。
With us is one of God's names, Emmanuel, God with us.
但在接下来讲到与我们同在，同在也是神的另外一个名称。以马内利就是神与我们同在。
And the God of Jacob is the title of a covenantal relationship.
雅各的神他也是神的一个名称，他这个是特别提到的，就是我们跟神之间有一个约，有一个约的关系。
So what are some of the principles to help us understand God's biblical covenants?
所以什么样的一些原则是帮助我们了解在圣经上我们与神所谓的这个约是怎么样的一个关系？
In the Bible, the picture of God's covenant or agreement is the main way that he shows his relationship between himself and his people.
所以在圣经里面呢，他的神的这个约是主要是讲到与人之间的关系，我们与神之间的关系。
I still think that the Chinese people with the Guanxi word, the relationship, have a big advantage to understand God's covenantal relationship.
我相信对中国人来讲，关系这两个字可以让我们比一般人、其他的人更了解这个好处，关系的好处，就跟神之间关系的好处。
And because God loves people, His covenant relationship can often extend out to other people throughout the world.
因为神爱世人，所以他跟我们的这个约、这个关系，不单是我们，甚至可以一直延伸到世界每一个人。
So the first example in the Bible of a covenant relationship is God with Adam and Eve.
所以在圣经里面的第一个约、第一个这样的关系，是神跟亚当、夏娃之间所立的约。
Genesis chapter 2, God outlines his covenant. He has work for Adam and Eve. He states what he wants them to do, and he tells them the consequences if they disobey.
所以在创世纪第二章提到，他有很清楚的提到，就是说亚当夏娃，神要他们所做的工作很清楚的写出来，他们的工作是什么。如果说他们不听神的话，他们所受到的责罚会是什么。
Brothers and sisters, Adam and Eve were living in a world and they were people who did not have sin yet. They were not sinning yet. They were in perfect relationship with God the Father.
所以弟兄姐妹，亚当跟夏娃他们当初居住的是一个没有罪的地方，他们跟神的关系是一个很完美的关系，是一个完全无罪的环境之下，与神一起同住。
If they had not disobeyed and followed God, they would have lived in a very peaceful world.
如果他们当初没有悖逆神，他们到今天都还会是住在一个非常的祥和的一个环境当中。
So he commanded them, do not eat of the fruit from the forbidden tree upon penalty of death. That's the one thing I do not want you to do.
所以神那时候跟亚当夏娃说，跟亚当说，你们他不准亚当去吃那一棵禁止他吃的树，就是他不能去吃那棵树的果子，他吃的结果就是死。
If they obey him, they have life.
如果他们遵循神所说的，他们到今天他们还是有生命在里面。
If they disobey him, they will choose death.
他如果说他们不遵守，他们悖逆神的道，他们就是选择了死亡。
And they will limit what God will give to them for the rest of their lives and our lives.
所以他们因为这样子，他们也使他们神所给他们的东西，甚至于今天我们神给我们的东西，我们都受到了一个限制。
So the second covenant is a covenant of Noah with Noah and the flood.
所以第二个约，神与我们立的约呢，是指挪亚在大洪水之后，挪亚与神立的约。
And Genesis 9:8-11 describes the covenant.
所以在创世纪第九章里面有提到，这个约是第九章的第八节到第十一节有提到这个约。
Now he said, I'm going to establish a relationship with you, a covenant, and with every living creature that is with you, and there shall never again be a flood. I will not destroy the world with water again. I promise this. And the rainbow is my sign to you. That's my covenant signal. I won't destroy the earth by water again.
所以神跟挪亚立约说，我与你们还有你们的后裔立约，所以一切活着的物从方舟出来的都，我跟他们所有的立约，我跟你们立约，你们不再被洪水毁灭，也不再有洪水会破坏你们。那为了这个约，这个永远的约，我用彩虹做记号。
So when we see a rainbow, as Christians we know, that is a covenant sign that God will not destroy the earth again by water.
所以对基督徒来说，当我们看到天上有彩虹的时候，我们知道那个彩虹就是神与我们立的约，也就是告诉我们说，神不再用洪水来毁灭这个世界。
And then the God of Jacob is the title of a covenant relationship, the God of Jacob, covenant relationship.
那我们提到就是说，雅各的神，他这个也是一个，他也是一个记号。他雅各的神，他就是告诉我们是神，也是神与我们之间的立约的关系。
And you find that beautiful description in Genesis 28:13-15.
在创世纪第二十八章。
Listen to the beauty and listen to how it starts to expand God's relationship. And behold, the Lord said to Jacob, I am the Lord, the God of your father Abraham and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give it to you and to your descendants. Verse 28:13.
所以他提到就说，耶和华对雅各说，我是以色列民族亚伯拉罕的神，也是以撒的神，我要将你现在所躺卧之地赐给你和你的后裔。
Your descendants will also be like the dust of the earth, and you will spread out to the east, to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in you and your descendants shall all the families of the earth be blessed.
你的后裔必像地上的尘沙那样多，必向东西南北开展，地上万族必因你和你的后裔得福。
Notice east, west, north, south. I chuckled at the proverb the first time I heard it, that wherever there is water, there are Chinese.
所以我第一次看到这个往东西南北 各项营救的时候，我就知道了，只要有水的地方就有中国人。
This is the promise of spreading out throughout the world. And behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I promised you.
这就是神对我们的一个约，他说我必与你们同在，你无论往哪里去，我必保佑你，领你归回这地，总不离弃你，直到我成全了那向你所应许的。
But when God makes a covenant, it is not a business contract.
所以当神与我们立约的时候，他并不是像我们在商业上面所立的这样的约。
Business contract, usually, the bottom line is money.
所以我们在做生意上面所签的这些合约，说来说去，说到底，都是跟钱有关系。
When God makes a covenant, it is not about money, it is about relationship with us.
当神与我们立约的时候，他的约是跟钱没有关系的，他立约的根本就是一个我们与他之间的关系。
So on that, we're looking at the principles, number one.God is with us, and how does He? What are the principles in covenant? The other principle is God always makes the first move.
所以刚看了第一个原则之后，我们第二个原则就是神总是最主动的，他先做。
He has the power. He always makes the first move towards people.
所以神他有这样的能力，他总是先主动的来到人这边。
When he makes a biblical covenant, he will never fail to keep his promises. Never fail. 100% certain. When he makes it, he keeps it.
所以当神跟我们立约的时候呢，他的约是永远不会毁坏的约，他是绝对不会背逆他所立的这个约。
In a biblical covenant, God is never equal with people. He is always greater than, holier than,and perfect, therefore he can do a covenant that will work.
所以神跟我们立约的时候，他并不是在一个跟人平等的角度，他是比我们还要高，比我们更圣洁，所以他比我们更伟大，所以他跟我们的立约是在这样的情形之下，所以他能够守住他的约。
It seems to me that God saves some of his best plans for the last periods of history.
所以看起来好像神把他最好的计划是在整个历史中在最后面向我们呈现出来。
And I say that because God's ultimate covenant is the new covenant.
所以我之所以这样说，是因为神他最后他的这样的计划呢，是一个新的一个约，新的一个计划。
So when the New Testament describes the new covenant, it uses the words new or better.
所以在新约圣经里面提到神与我们立的新约，这个约呢，它是用一个新的，而且是一个更好的约。
The new covenant is better because it is final, it is permanent, it is once for all.
所以它这个新约呢，它是更好，是因为它这是最后的这个约，而且它是一个一次性的，就是只有这一个，就所有的事情都包含了。
It's better because it's secured by Jesus, not an earthly priest who has sin.
所以他为什么会更好呢？因为他这个约是透过耶稣基督跟我们立的约，而不是像一般我们在世上的所谓的大祭司，这些大祭司也是有罪的，而耶稣基督是无罪的。
And because Jesus is without sin, and because he's the only Son of God, he is perfectly holy, and he is the one that can forgive the sinsthat you and I commit.
所以耶稣基督是无罪的，所以他是神的儿子，他今天做我们，他做我们的祭司，因为他无罪，所以他能够来把我们的罪给洗净，他能够来覆盖我们的罪。
Now God knows that we need help sometimes in seeing things. So in the Old Testament, the main covenant symbol was circumcision.
所以神知道有时候我们需要看到我们才知道才能够知道有这么一个约，在旧约的时候他是就是用割礼来做这个我们所能看见的。
But in the New Testament, the new and better covenant sign is communion, or the Lord's supper.
那在新约的时候呢, 我们所用来让我们看到的就是所谓的圣餐波饼。
Jesus eagerly desired to be with his disciples and to take the cup and the bread. He eagerly desired to do that. He wanted to be with them.
耶稣基督他非常的想跟他的门徒们在一起。 他要在他们当中拿起这个饼和杯，他是一个全新的，很希望要去这样做的。
So he blessed the bread, and he blessed the cup of wine, and he said to his disciples, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many."
所以他拿起那个饼祝谢了，然后他拿起杯祝谢了，他告诉他的门徒说，这个杯是我的血。 所以这个杯呢，是为你们许许多多人而流下来的，我的血。
Jesus' blood confirms the new covenant between God and His people.
所以耶稣基督的宝血，更明白的指出了我们跟他之间的关系。
Jesus' blood is poured out as the perfect final sacrifice which pays for all the sins of the world.
耶稣基督的宝血，是解释在最后，他所流出来的是一个来为我们所有的人把我们的罪整个洗净的一个最后的一个献祭。My
dad used to say to me before he believed Christ, he said to me, "I've lived a good life."
我的父亲在还没有信主的时候，常常跟我这样说，他说。
I have many good deeds, more good deeds than bad deeds.
我做了很多好事，我做的坏事比我的好事少。
And my dad said to me, "I think I can meet God and stand before Him because I have more good deeds than bad deeds."
那我的爸爸告诉我说，我相信我将来可以见到神，因为我做的好事比我做的坏事多，所以两个。
And I said to my dad, "Dad, that's your own plan. That's a plan B. God has only one plan to forgive sin. It's His Son's blood that will pay for it. You've come up with another. It's a good plan, but it's a plan. And it says to God, 'Your plan's not good enough. I can do this.'"
所以。 Andrew就跟他爸爸讲说，他爸爸，你这个是B计划，不是神主要的计划。神已经有一个很好的计划，那你现在自己又用了你的计划，那你做了你自己的计划，你想用你的计划来建神，你好像就是说，神啊，我的计划比你的计划还要好。And
my dad and I had a very good relationship, and so he said to me, "Son, I like the way that you read the Bible, though. I give you permission to read the Bible to me, any part you want, and explain it to me. I like the way you explain it to me."
Yeah, 因为他跟父亲的关系很好，所以他跟他爸爸就跟他说，他说儿子，因为我们两个关系很好，我允许你把圣经中的任何一个章节，你只要想要读给我听，你读给我听，而且我也允许你来跟我解释这个圣经。
Over many years of sharing, and other men especially who shared with my dad finally believed that his plan of good deeds, bad deeds was not going to pay for his sins. And Jesus was the payment, and so he gave himself to our Lord about 2 years before he died.
所以在经过许多年之后，因为我们常常的做这样的分享，所以我的父亲最后终于同意这个好事坏事做比较多好事，做比较少的坏事，这样子其实并不能真正见到神。唯有靠着耶稣基督的宝血，那无罪的宝血，他才能够见到神。所以在他过世前的两年，他信了主。It
was the Holy Spirit working through the Word of God that showed my dad that he could not please God without his sins being forgiven by Christ. That's the Holy Spirit's work.
这是圣灵透过神的话来跟他的父亲说，你单靠做好事坏事，你是没有办法见到神的。
Now, in the works of God, verses 8 and 9 in Psalm 46, it has us look at the works of the Lord.
在诗篇46篇第8到第9节, 他是讲到神的工作。
And if you look at those two verses, what we get is a picture of peace. A picture of peace from war and fighting weapons and desolation.
然后在这边呢, 他其实我们看到的这第八、第九节讲到就是一个和平, 然后是一个和平是从战争, 从这些武器, 从这些方面, 不是这些东西, 而是真正的一个和平。
And we can see that God can orchestrate a time when peace and when weapons of war are destroyed or put aside. He can do this.
那我们的神呢, 祂是可以来主导的这样的一个行为, 就是能够让我们把那些, 把这些武器啊, 这些战争啊, 都放下来, 然后有一个和平的一个生活。
Now, brothers and sisters, I want you to look at verse 7 again. Okay, look at 7.
所以弟兄姐妹, 我希望你们看一下第七节, 再次看第七节。
The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of peace, the God of Jacob is our stronghold.
第七节提到说, 万军之耶和华与我们同战, 雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Okay, and then verse 11, it's exactly the same wording.
那在第十一节是一模一样的。
Let me illustrate that. Here's verse 7. Okay? Verse 7. Read that, Yolanda. Verse 7.
所以这边呢是第七节提到万军之耶和华与我们同在, 雅各的神是我们的避难所, 就是他手上左手边拿的这一个, 书架, 书,
book. What is this? In Chinese. What is this called? What?
就书架,
okay. Yeah, okay. So, now, verse 7 and verse 11, same verses. So, when you put them together, they lock in the middle section. They lock in verse 8, 9, and 10. So, you have like framework and you hold it together. So, when you repeat them, you give a double emphasis. You say it twice, but you lock in the portion that it's holding, and the portion that it's holding is very important. So, bookends, tight, and repeating itself.
所以它这两个，这左右两个这个架子，左边是第七节，右边是十一节，所以把第七节跟十一节就把中间八九十三节就锁在里面。它这两个就很紧密的把八九十三节放在一起。
Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, I don't know about you, but verse 10 is going to be a verse that I will work on to try to understand for the rest of my life.
弟兄姐妹,我不知道你们,但是对我来讲,第十节呢,是我要在我接下来的生命当中尽量去做到的,就是这个第十节。
I cannot study this verse, get a final answer, and say, Gola. Nah, done, done. I'm finished. I got it. I'm an expert. Okay? You can't say it with this verse. Or you can say it, but don't mean it.
Yeah, 所以其实在第十节呢，是我们再怎么样读呢，再怎么样研究也研究不到底的，就是要一直继续下去。我们没有办法就说，哦，我现在了解完全了解了，我都做到了，所以这第十节我就不用再看了。
Brothers and sisters, I know amongst all of the brothers and sisters here, I know this. Many of you are probably hard workers. You work hard.
弟兄姐妹,我知道你们当中有很多人是非常,就工作非常辛苦的。
I also think that because you were, I'm wondering if many of you have a hard time resting.
我甚至于就在想,是不是你们有一些人,要休息的话,可能没有办法真正好好的休息。
I'm not talking about休息, I'm not talking about naps and afternoon nap. I mean, the lifestyle is one of work and rest, beautiful harmony, balance, work 6 days, work 1 day, rest. 6 days, work, when the balance is beautiful and there's rest in the soul.
所以我想,并不是说我们没有办法休息,就一般我们讲休息,而是指说在我们的生活有一个平衡,就工作休息,工作休息, 修行天，是这样子非常的一个和谐的我们的生活的脚步。
I cannot count the numbers of times when we lived in mainland China that I heard this phrase, 我很忙。
所以在 brother 他在弟兄他在中国的时候，他说他不知道有多少次听到人家这样讲这句话，他就说我很忙。
And I think this verse tells us we, with God's help, we can learn to be still, biblically calm. And if we get there, we will be fresh and able to hear God better. We can understand Him better because we're not fighting with ourselves or people or Him.
在这第十节上面提到的呢，其实就是在一个圣经里面真正的休息，他讲到就是我们的静止，我们的真正的安静。所以在这里面，当我们有这样的静止安静的时候，我们才能够我们才能够真正的像能够有一个更新的更清新的一个生活。我们不会一天到晚在跟我们的自己跟朋友就我跟其他的人或者是跟神在那里竞争来竞争去的。
Learn to be biblically still. Learn to be biblically quiet. Learn to be calm. Learn this. You can learn this.
所以在我们来学习，在用圣经里面的静止，用圣经里面的安静，用它的安宁，我们来在学习，是真正能够得到这样的一个安静安宁。
Brother, because we have God the Father with us, Jesus the Son with us, and the Holy Spirit.Always with us, we have three great, perfect, holy helpers, and they can help us stop struggling and rest so that we can know God. They can help us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们有一个很圣洁的圣父，我们有一个很圣洁的耶稣基督，我们还有一个很圣洁的圣灵在我们当中，三个这样圣洁的来帮助我们，让我们不再挣扎，让我们能够得到真正的安，真正的平安。
If people want to know who God is, they must stop trying to control their circumstances, control people, control the future. They need to learn how to stop doing that.
所以如果我们要真正的认识神是谁，就要试着我们不要自己去控制我们周边的一切，不要控制我们所在的环境，我们周边的人，我们所经历的一切，我们不要这样子去控制，这样我们才有机会能够真正的认识到神。
When we surrender to God, we let Him take over, and we don't take over in the same way.
所以当我们降服在神的面前的时候呢，我们让他来做一个，让他来控制这一切，而不是我们要去控制神要怎么做。
People who want to know God.Must stop wrestling and struggling with making their wills and their purposes and their goals the highest priority in life.
所以对我们要认识神的人呢，我们要学着就是不要把我们自己不要我们不要在那挣扎，把我们自己的想要做的是我们自己的希望，我们自己要做任何事情放成一个最高的，我们不要把自己放在那个位置上面。
Somebody said recently, a Christian said, God's job is not to make us happy.
最近有一个听到有一个基督徒他这样说，他说神的工作呢，并不是让我们高兴。
His job is not to make us happy. His job is to make us holy.
他要做的不是让我们高兴，而是要让我们圣洁。
So when we choose holiness, what comes as a choice of holiness is usually peace and joy and contentment, and you can throw happiness in. But happiness is very circumstantial. Happiness usually depends in people on the circumstances.
所以当我们在追求圣洁的时候呢，我们就会有了一个平安，然后有了一个
peace joy.
然后有一个喜乐，然后会有快乐。但是这个快乐呢，就是我们如果只讲快乐，快乐其实是跟我们所在的环境有关。我们会因为环境快乐或者不快乐，但是我们讲的是在圣洁里面，我们是一个平安跟喜乐。
People must learn to let go and let God.
所以我们要学习的 这世人我们要学习怎么样能够放下，能够让神来做我们的带领。
This June will be our 48th wedding anniversary.
所以这个六今年六月呢是brother 他的48年的结婚纪念日。
And my wife has learned two lessons. We're both Christians. We've been Christians all of that time. She's learned two things about me, at least.
所以她在我们的48年婚姻当中，我们都是基督徒，但她学到两件事情。
Number one, 一个 she cannot read my mind.
第一件事，她没办法读我的心理。
So if she guesses and puts thoughts in my mind, since she can't read her mind, and she misses, she's very unhappy because she can't read my mind.
因为他的妻子不会读心术，所以每次他要把一些他想要的东西灌到我的脑子里的时候，灌不进去的时候，他就非常生气。
And the other thing my wife has discovered, it is impossible to make permanent transformational changes in me.
所以第二件事情他学到的呢，是他没有办法永远的来改变他的先生。
She can change my behavior for a little bit.
她可以改变我的行为，就是有一点点的行为改变，她可以改变得了。
It's not her job to change my heart, to transform my heart.
但是她改变不了我的心。
And so, this struggling we see in on earth, but God is saying, don't struggle with me. Surrender to me. I have a covenantal relationship. I love you. And I will help you, and I will be with you. Obey me and choose life. Don't disobey me and choose death.
所以在夫妻当中这样的挣扎是在我们生活当中常见的，但是我们的神告诉我们说，不要跟我来挣扎，你就在来这边再降服在我的面前，我会给你一些最好的，所以放下你自己，不要跟神在那里挣扎。
Okay, I'm coming down to the last point. Okay, now, brothers and sisters, today, as I understand, it's Pentecost, right? 50 days after the resurrection, the crucifixion. This is Pentecost.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们知道这是五旬节，也就是在耶稣基督他复活之后的五十天。
And when you read the Old Testament, you can see certain people that the Holy Spirit came upon, like Gideon, and there are other examples, but you don't read in the Old, I don't read in the Old Testament where the Holy Spirit came into them. He came upon them, not very often, until Pentecost.
所以在五旬节之前呢，我们在圣经里面读到的是说，当有时候圣灵降在人的身上，但是从来没有进到人的心中，它只有降在人的身上，直到五旬节这一天。
Okay, what is the best Christmas present you have ever received?
所以你们在圣诞节收到最好的礼物是什么？
What is the best birthday present you have ever received?
那你们生日的时候收到最好的礼物是什么？
Brothers and sisters, when Jesus says, the promised one, my Father's going to send the Holy Spirit, he's promised him, wait for him, don't go ahead, don't leave Jerusalem, wait for him, because when he comes, he is going to fill you with power and wisdom and spiritual joy. He's going to come to do a job in you, and he's going to work with the non-Christians too. Great, great relief and promise has come through the Holy Spirit for us. For us.
所以在耶稣基督他在最后跟他的门徒说，你们不要离开耶路撒冷，在你们在这里等候，那我的父神会送一个很好的一个帮助来到你们当中，所以他说我们这个承诺的这个帮助会来到你当中，所以这个承诺的帮助就是圣灵他到了我们心中，他来到我们心中之后，他带来了平安，他带来了喜乐，不记得后面的，就他带来，所以让我们能够在来到了我们的心中。
But this is a hard job.Yeah. Try to translate for me. She can't read my mind.
这工作有点难，因为我没有办法读Brother Andrew 他的想什么。
Yeah, Yolanda and these three people have translated for me. I wouldn't want to be them.
有三位弟兄姐妹都帮 弟兄翻译过，他说他不希望是我们。
So I know Yolanda, I know this. She has probably asked the Holy Spirit to please help her today. Probably.
所以我在这边就是求圣灵来帮助我做今天的翻译。
If you think you can do better, come, Lila, come. Nobody's going to want to come up here. No. But the Holy Spirit is with both of us. And the Word of God doesn't lie. And Jesus knows that if we divide the Word well with the Holy Spirit, He will get the glory.
如果说我们能够把这些事讲得清楚，那神他是能够得到荣耀的。But
I have very good news for you on the Holy Spirit. One, He can deal with all of the non-Christians. That's His job.
所以有一个很好的消息让大家知道，我们圣灵他能够在每一个非基督徒当中做工。Have
you ever gotten in a fight with a friend or a family member? If you're the Christian, have you ever tried to convince them that they are wrong, that their sin is wrong, and that you have you ever tried to change them on a sin? Have you ever tried that?
你们有没有试过，就是对，尤其是基督徒，当你们对一个非基督徒的家人、朋友，你要跟他讲说，怎么样，做基督徒，要让他承认说，让他知道我们基督徒的好处，让他知道。
I've done that and I've lost every single time.
对，我也做过这样事，然后但是每一次呢，我们这样的在跟他们争的时候，我都输了。That
is not my job to convince people of sin. I am to speak the word of God plainly, but not convict them of sin. That is where the Holy Spirit, and you'll see what He does.
所以对于我们来说呢，他为什么每次输呢？因为这个不是我的工作，来跟人家争不是我的工作，这是圣灵的工作，来说服每一个人是圣灵的工作。我们只是把圣经讲给大家听。Okay,
number one, the Holy Spirit will convict the world's people of sin because they do not believe that Jesus is the Son of God. He will work with them. And because they don't believe Jesus as His Son, it is His job, however He does this, wherever in the world, that is what He is doing, convicting people of their sin, which is falling short of what pleases God. He will do this.
让我们知道我们自己是罪人，让我们知道我们之前不认识神，这是圣灵的工作。
The Holy Spirit's second job is to convict the world of righteousness. In other words, He will show them that the way that God wants them to live is not the way they are living. He will do this.
第二件事情呢，是圣灵他会看，让我们知道说我们的不公义。
And some of us may say, well, why don't you hurry up, Holy Spirit? Why don't you hurry up? Because, boy, time is really passing. This person's not getting any better. That is the Holy Spirit's realm. His timing is His. What can you do? You can pray. You can pray for Him to move at His speed.
圣灵啊，你为什么不快点工作？你快一点嘛，快点，时间都已经快到了，都已经这个世界也没有变得更好，你可不可以做得快一点？那但是呢，圣灵的工作是他的时间，不是我们的时间。我们唯一能做的就是祷告。And
the third thing He's going to do is His job. He will convict the world of God's judgment, because God has already judged Satan. The ruler of this world system is Satan. He has already judged Satan. And Satan has been found guilty of evil rebellion and opposing God. God will take care of Satan. That is, He has done that, or He's judged him already, and he is finished. He has the sentence. It's an eternal separation sentence. He will never again bother the people of God when God wraps it all up. It's done. Go on.
那神已经审判了现在这个世界的掌权者，那在这世界掌权者是撒旦，他已经审判了撒旦，所以撒旦的罪已经被定了。所以， 神他已经在他已经他的他在最后的审判，在今天撒旦的罪已经被定了。
Brothers and sisters, do not go home today and say, "Oh, Brother Andrew says, as a Christian, I don't have to do anything more with non-Christians. The Holy Spirit will do it all."
弟兄姐妹，你们千万不要回家了之后就说，我从现在我什么事都不要做了，因为今天 Brother Andrew 跟我们说，圣灵会做一切工作，所以我们什么都别做了。
I did not say that.
我没有这样说。
No, there is a time when you speak the word of God to people. There is evangelism. There is presenting the gospel. That is what we are to do too. And we must do that. But the Spirit is the one that will do the finishing work and convict the people of sin. You preach the word and leave it there and get out of the way and don't mess with the word, and the Holy Spirit knows what to do with it. He can grow the garden without you.
所以对我们来讲呢，我们永远都有这样的一个时间，是我们要跟大家讲神的话语，我们跟大家传讲神的话语，但是讲完了之后呢，我们就让开，不要让他能够这神的话语在他们心中成长，那是圣灵的工作。所以我们的工作呢，我们要做的事情就是把神的话语传给每一个人。
Now comes the good news for the Christians. Okay, here's really good news. Holy Spirit will focus on three areas for us.
所以现在这边有一个很好的消息，就是圣灵在我们身上会专注在三个地方。
Right. He will guide us into all truth. He will guide us into the truth in the Word.
他会带领我们到真理当中，在这个世界上，他带领我们在神的话语中带领我们到真理中。
Brothers and sisters, how many books in the Bible? Oh, total? 66? Do you know it's true that if you read 15 minutes a day in this conversational tone, if you read 15 minutes a day, you will finish the entire Bible?
In how long?
In a year.
Okay.
Whoa, they are listening.
They are. 所以呢，如果说你知道这圣经有66本书，如果就像我们现在讲话的这样的速度来读圣经的话，每天只要花15分钟的时间来读圣经，一年就可以把这整本圣经读完。
Brother, just reading, you can take notes, but it's taking long. Just reading, 15 minutes a day, you will read the entire Bible, Genesis to Revelation. Promise, 80 hours approximately, conversational tone, like I'm speaking.
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你只要每天花15分钟的时间，你就是读，你也可以自己写笔记，但是就是读的时间，你花15分钟的时间，你可以从创世纪到最后的启示录，然后在一年时间把它读完。
So please don't come and say to your leaders or say, I cannot find 15 minutes a day.
所以千万不要说我一天找不到这15分钟的时间。
I'll go home with you and I'll watch you. I can find 15 minutes a day. I can find 15 easily. From the time you get out of your car, let me walk with you for a day. I can find lots of 15 minute segments where we are either wasting it or not using it. 15 minutes a day. That's it.
所以你说如果你真的找不到15分钟的话呢， Brother Andrew 就跟你们一起回家，他会帮你找到中间很多的15分钟。然后他可以看我们浪费的时间其实不止15分钟。
When the Holy Spirit gets ready to guide us in all of the Word, guess what? He doesn't want to come to us and say, "Oh, they only know 22 books. I can only use 22 of the books because they're not reading the others."
所以当圣灵要来带领我们的时候呢，就圣灵不要说。就不会说哦，他们只读了22卷书，他们只知道这22卷书，我不能用别的章节，我只能用这22本书的章节来带领他们。
We have our favorite books.
我们都有我们在圣经当中最喜欢的一卷书。
And that's great.
那这是很好的事。
I don't think you're going to go to Chinese buffet and eat two choices only.
你们不会到那个吃到饱，到中国餐厅的吃到饱，只吃两样菜。
Why are you going to go to a Chinese? Let's say there's 50 offerings. Let's say there's 66 offerings at a good Chinese buffet, and you go in and you pay your money, and then you choose. Oh, I'll eat noodles. I'll eat that one and this one. Why don't I just stay home and cook those two? I am noticing more and more and more. The people of God are either reading the word, the whole word, or they're reading less and less. And that will make the Holy Spirit's job much harder to guide us. Very difficult to guide.
所以我注意到有很多弟兄姐妹在读圣经的时候，读得很少，或者是说他就是没有整本的在读，这样让圣灵在我们的身上就很难的做工。
The other thing the Holy Spirit's going to do is to teach about Jesus, show us who He is, and tell us about future events. He won't give specific dates, but He will give us a sense of the end times. He will give us a sense of the future.
所以第二件事情圣灵要教导我们的就是有关于耶稣基督，他让我们知道说，耶稣是基督是谁，还有在将来会发生的事情。他不给我们时间，他没有告诉我们时间，但是他会告诉我们将来会发生些什么事情。No
one except God alone knows the date, the time when Jesus is coming back. Nobody, not even Jesus, said He doesn't know it. Only the Father. So when the Holy Spirit guides us, He is unlikely to tell us a particular date. We just know when He warns us, He's saying, the end of all things is near. He can do this for us.
只有父神知道，包括耶稣基督，他都不知道在发生的时候是什么时候。他在来的时候，我们唯一知道的就是圣灵能够教导我们、带领我们，知道我们知道末世已经近了，这些时间已经越来越接近，但是他没有办法给我们很确实的一个时间。And
the last thing the Holy Spirit is going to do for us is He's going to glorify Jesus.
所以在最后一件事，圣灵要做的就是要荣耀耶稣基督。
The Holy Spirit is not going to glorify Himself. He's going to teach and verify the truth about Jesus. So what the Holy Spirit is going to do, He's going to make Jesus larger and larger and more understandable. That is part of His job.
所以，圣灵他是他事实上他并不是要来荣耀他自己，他只是要让我们能够更明白耶稣基督，然后让耶稣基督更能够明白的显现。所以，我再来说一次。That's
your job.
这是圣灵的工作。
Okay. Yes, brothers and sisters, I'm going to close now. Okay, now this is the part that it's called applying what we learn, okay?
最后一段，我现在要讲的是怎么样应用。
We have three of the great, great God, the Father, who is in relationship with us, covenantal. He won't break His promises. He won't fail. The only people going to fail is us. He will not fail. God is with us.
所以第一个就是神，神是他是与我们同在，他从来不会。
Jesus is with us. He wants to be with us. He likes it. He appreciates His disciples. He wants us to be with Him so He can teach us and love us and help us. He wants to do this.
耶稣基督呢，他也是他希望时时与我们同在，他也愿意与我们同在，他要跟我们在一起来教导我们，来带领我们，然后来爱我们。
And the Holy Spirit's going to take care of the people who are anti-God. He's going to work with them. He has not forgotten them. He will work with them. And He's going to work with the Christians to fortify and to glorify Jesus. He's going to do this. So he's working extensively. And I don't think He needs summer vacation.
在基督徒当中来做工，而且他做工呢，他没有休寒暑假，他没有暑假的，他就会一直在我们当中做工。
And brothers and sisters, I want to convey to you the importance of getting ready for, if you're a Christian, getting ready for when he decides he's going to come to get you. Just getting ready.
弟兄姐妹，我要再次跟大家提醒，这很重要的，就是尤其是基督徒的弟兄姐妹，我们很重要，就是我们要预备好，耶稣基督再来。
I would like, in finishing, I would like the Chinese readers to go to John's Gospel, chapter 14, please. John's Gospel, extremely familiar. John chapter 14, 1 through 6. And I want you to read it in Chinese today. I'll make a few comments and then we'll close.
Chapter 14, yeah. 我就早已告诉你们了，我去原是为你们预备地方去，我若去为你们预备了地方，就必再来接你们到我那里去，我在那里叫你们也在那里。我往那里去，你们知道那条路，你们也知道。多马对他说：“主啊，我们不知道你往哪里去，怎么知道哪条路呢？”耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。” 若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
You have heard this passage probably at memorial services and other times, and you can hear the heart of Jesus saying to us.
我们在读了这段经节，其实在很多地方都读到这经节。当我们读这经节的时候，我们可以感受到耶稣基督这样的对我们说。
If you have repented of your sins and believe me to forgive your sins, I am with you, you are mine.
如果说你有认罪，你有悔改，然后你就是属我的人，我就与你同在。
You believe in your heart and you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and He will forgive our sins. He will do this.
所以我们相信，在我们心里相信耶稣基督是我们的 救主，他是我们的主，那我们就会在你们身上成就这样的事。
And when that regeneration starts in the Holy Spirit, He starts to bring the second birth. When He starts that, He will continue that work. He will continue that work with you for the rest of the days of your life. And I'll say this: unless you can miss His joy and presence if you stop walking with Him, but He will do the work in you.
接受耶稣基督为你的主，他在我们在心中有个新的生命，那主呢就会在我们的心中每天的做工，会他就不在我们生命的每一天，我们都会他会在我们心里一直做工，直到我们就是我们所有的生命的时间。那当然，如果说我们远离他的时候，我们失去了，我们也许会失去了一些快乐，但是只要我们愿意，神会一直在我们的心里做工。
And the promise in John 14:1-2 is this: upon your physical death, as a believer in Christ, a true believer, He will come Himself to get you and to take you and me to be with Him for eternity. That is His promise. That's the covenantal promise to us.
所以在约翰福音第十四章，他对我们的承诺就是说，当我们离开这个世上的时候，他会亲自来接我们。 与他同在，要接我们每一个信他的人与他同在。
If you decide not to go with Him, if your life, etc., then He will give you your choice. If it's all your life, you don't want to be with Him, you don't want to be with Him, you don't want to be with Him. I think at the end, if you're still, I don't want to be with you, He will probably honor that and let you go. And again, I don't know the mysterious ways of God, but here he's, if you're mine, I'm coming for you. If you don't want to be with me for all of your lifetime, He's probably going to honor that and let you be.
所以，但是呢，如果说我们在我们生命当中，我们不愿意接受他，当他来，他要我们与他同在，我们不愿意他与他同在，我们一直在拒绝他，在随时随地拒绝他，我就是不跟他在一起。我想，耶稣基督他最后会就让我们。
Let me Be very wise when you decide who you want to be with.
我们要非常的非常的聪明，知道我们到底要跟谁同在。
Jesus is the only one authorized by God whom every person who has ever lived and will ever live will have to stand in front of him and give an account of how they lived. Everybody will give an account to Jesus himself, face to face.
所以耶稣基督是唯一神，唯一有给他这样的权柄，让我们能够每一个在这世上活过的每一个人都要到他面前，都要面对面的见到他，然后在他面前让他知道，就是来承认我们所做的一切。
Our lives as Christians, bought with the blood of Christ, the highest price ever given, is not our lives as Christians. They are not our own anymore.
我们是基督徒，我们的生命不再是我们自己的，我们的生命是是属于耶稣基督的。
We have been given the joy of walking with Christ and being with Him.
我们有从与耶稣基督同行的喜乐。
We have been spared eternal and everlasting separation from God because Christ paid for our sins and can welcome us as cleansed people.
也因为耶稣基督他为我们的罪，他洗净了我们的罪，所以我们不需要与神永远的隔离。
And so we say today as we end, Hallelujah, what a Savior.
所以我们今天说哈利路亚。是怎么样的这样的一个救主？
Hallelujah, what a Father God.
Hallelujah, 这是怎么样的一个圣父？
And Hallelujah, what a spectacular Holy Spirit.
Yes, 也是我们也说 Hallelujah, 这是怎么样的一个好的圣灵？
Three in one, separate but equal, all desiring to be with true believers now and throughout eternity.
三位一体，有三位，他们是一起的，他们都是在与我们，跟我们在我们身上做工，让我们能够将来与他们同在。
God is with us.
神与我们同在。
Are we with Him?
我们有与他同在吗？
谢谢你。
谢谢。
谢谢安主弟兄给我们解释神的约。
So thank you for Brother Andrew to explain the covenant with God.
今天刚好是我们每月一次的波饼聚会。
And today is once a month our Holy Communion.
神借的这个饼跟杯提醒我们，我们是在他的约里头。
And through the cup and the bread and cup.God remind us we are in Him.
所以我们现在还是来读一段我们很熟悉的经文。
So we are going to read the Bible verse we are familiar with.
是在哥林多前书的11:23-29.
It's a 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23-29.
我当日传给你们的，原是从主领受的，就是主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来。祝谢了就拨开说，这是我的身体为你们舍的，你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。饭后也照样拿起杯来说，这杯是用我血所立的新约，你们每逢喝的时候要如此行，为的是纪念我。你们每逢吃着饼喝着杯，是表明主的死，只等到他来。所以无论何人不按你吃主的饼喝主